This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, the morning mess. It is time for another one. It's time for another staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Valerie?
Morning!
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Val. What's going on with you and your boyfriend, Blake?
I'm turning into that suspicious girlfriend, and I hate it. I've been dating my boyfriend, Blake, for 6 months, and he has this weird thing that he communicates with one of his really close friend's wife. They just got married, but, like, every day. And at first, I didn't really think much of it. You know, we were at the wedding together, and everyone's really friendly. He's been friends with this guy since they were kids, and just, like, there was no, like, nothing went off, no, like, alarms went off. I didn't think anything about it. And then, you know, they text every day. It's like, whatever, I don't care. And it's been going on for a couple weeks now, but...
Hold on real quick. I just want to make sure I'm understanding right. It's not his friend. Like, the wife's not his friend. It's his friend's wife that he's suddenly close with, or...
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I guess in my head, I'm like, they're friends too. But it's really the friend that he grew up with is John. It's his, like, homeboy from childhood.
Whoa. That was going to be my question. Like, which one did he know first? That's crazy.
Okay. So now they text all the time and they're buddy-buddy. What made you suspicious of this?
Well, he brought it up. He brought it up in, like, a weird, obvious way that's like, I don't know. He's just like, oh, hey, you know, do you want to, like, text my... Like, he just brought it up, and then suddenly I was like, wait, is this something I should be paying attention to? And I told him, I was like, you know, if that's what you guys want to do, that's fine. But he was like, oh, do you want to, like, text with some of my friends? I'm like, they're nice guys, but... I have my own group of friends, so it's just like I'm cool with being in that circle in that way.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation got intense. It's like he felt really some type of way about it. He
so
was really like
so basically,
you
confronted him about the it making you a little bit uncomfortable, and he kind of proposed like, "You want to take some of my friends to make it even?"
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah. Which is wasn't really the answer to me. I mean, he
right.
led with the whole, like, you're being insecure or jealous. And I'm like, no, it's not that. I really don't care at all. It's just kind of weird to me, you know?
Yeah.
It felt like he was trying to make me feel better by being like, okay, well, you could do it too. And I'm like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, it's weird.
That is really weird. Well, first of all, Blake's a cheater's name. Second of all, what about this girl? What's her name?
Shelby.
Now, Shelby, do you like Shelby?
You know, she seems cool enough. I met her a couple times before her and John got married, and, like, she's a cool chick. Like, she also seems to be really into John. Like, man, you know how you go to one of those weddings and you're like, wow, these people love each other. Like, so it just never really crossed
so
my mind.
So she's into her boyfriend.
Well, husband now.
Well, husband.
Her husband now.
That's right.
They just recently got married. Yeah.
Wow.
This is weird.
Right, because, I mean, you've been dating for 6 months, but she's has a whole marriage on the line.
Yeah, which is why I'm like, suspicious, but also it doesn't make sense to me.
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, everybody has very unique relationships. Mm-hmm. It could be, I don't know, this was coming to my mind, like, what if there was, like, some open situation that they have? Like, are the two of them more than just friends with your boyfriend, maybe?
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
These are not thoughts I ever... Okay.
Sorry.
That's what the show's
know.
For.
I don't know.
A thighs-open relationship right there, boy. You know what? Let's just call. I'm very interested in talking to Blake and trying to set him up. Let's do the staycation setup. Call up Blake. Offer him a free romantic staycation. He has no idea he's live on the radio. And Anish, you're going to ask him that one question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
So obviously we don't want him to say Shelby or any girl's name for that matter, Valerie. But if he does, I mean, I know you said you've only been dating him for 6 months, but do you want to invest in the relationship and use one of our counselors who are always on standby, or you're over it?
I mean, you know, 6 months is a long time in 2019, but
I think it's
also that if it is Shelby, like, she's married, and I don't think I could get over that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one for me.
Yeah.
Put her on blast, huh?
Wow.
All right, so if you just married some girl named Shelby, she might be a sucia. All right, well, calling Blake up next. It's the Morning Mess.
Morning Mess, we're back with a staycation. So we had spoke to Valerie, let us know. She's been dating this guy, Blake, it's a cheater's name, by the way, for about 6 months. She's noticed that he's got really close with one of his childhood friend's wives. And that's bothering you, right, Valerie?
Yeah, something about it doesn't seem right. It didn't bother me at first, but when I asked him about it, he got really just kind of defensive and then offered that I start texting with his friends, and something about it just is weird to me.
Definitely a little weird.
Sounds like deflecting, like, I don't know what the big problem is. My boy's wife.
Exactly.
You want to text my friends? Go ahead.
Yeah.
But is that the only thing? Do you notice anything flirtatious in manner? Have you gone through his text messages?
I mean, I know I can see, you know, on his phone that they're talking to each other, that they're texting, but I haven't, like, read every single thing.
Gotcha.
I try not to do that because I need to sleep at night, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you also just deserve to be in a relationship that's open and honest where you're not even just slightly concerned that that person is cheating on
you. Exactly, yeah.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Well, you know what? Let's call Blake up, offer him a free romantic staycation, see who he wants to put on that reservation, and hopefully he says your name, Valerie, and the girl in question, her name is Shelby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Shelby.
Because there's a lot on the line, not just your relationship, which is 6 months, but Shelby just married his best friend.
Yeah, they got married about 2 months ago.
Oh.
And I was at the wedding. Dang. They seemed like super in love, but that was just, I don't know. It would be crazy to me is if something was going on between them.
Yeah.
2 months?
If you're going to cheat on your person, do it before you get married.
Joey, just don't do it at all.
Okay, that's right.
My God.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Blake?
Yep.
Hi, Blake. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up at our penthouse suite, adding in a honeymoon package. I was calling just to confirm some details with you.
Thank you, and kind of I'm good on that. If you guys could just like take me off the list.
I can take you off of the list, but I want to let you know that if we do that, you're forfeiting your free weekend stay here. We're a new establishment just trying to build up our presence online, so we were hoping we could put you up in our top-of-the-line penthouse suite, add in a honeymoon package in hopes of getting a review from you on Google and Yelp.
And then I got to go on like some like timeshare thing for the honey.
There's no incentive for you or no reason that you need to go and buy a timeshare. I don't even think we have those options here, actually. So it's just reviews online. There's no deposits, fees, or taxes included with the stay.
Okay.
Does everything sound good so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with this free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note addressed to your guest of honor. I want to give you a moment to think about what you'd like that note to say.
Says, like, spending time with you is so fun. I don't know. Just write that.
Okay. I've actually got that written down, Blake. My next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? Your guest's full name is needed for us to continue.
Okay. Shelby.
Are you serious?
Hello?
Yeah. Blake, we have to legally let you know you're live on the radio right now.
I cannot believe you.
Your girl Valerie's on the line. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
This isn't really something I want to talk about on the radio. Okay.
Okay. You made me out to be insane. You offered that I hang out and talk with your friends and text with your friends because I'm being insecure and ridiculous. Go ahead. Right, explain how I'm being insecure and ridiculous right now.
You're not, but I was trying to introduce you to so all of my friends, this isn't new.
Damn, you having trouble, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, real question though, Mr. Blake, how long you been driving that Shelby?
Oh my gosh.
So I'll say this, all of my friends were all open. We've all done it, all married friends, all girlfriends, which I'm trying to-
Do y'all f*** each other's wives or something?
Like, you should, my friends, like-
Wait, I'm confused. So all your guys, like they date Shelby?
What?
A few of them have, not all of them so far.
What are you talking about? Are you saying that you all f*** each other's wives?
It's not all everyone, but...
Okay, look, I'm not going to judge you or your friends for doing that with your own relationships if it's consensual and you all agree to it in you. But for you to try to trick Valerie into wanting to do this without straight up asking her and letting her know is grimy.
Come on.
How would you spend 6 months with me building a relationship, and you have an entire, like, I guess you guys have a system going or something?
Yeah, like,
I'm
Blake, you could have gave her the heads up or down. And let her know this is what you were into, and maybe she would be into it instead of, like, hey, surprise, my friend Kevin's coming over, and he wants to give you the dirty sauce.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God, that's like, a new one.
look, an open relationship is the ideal way to go. And I wanted to bring her into it and kind of ease her into it. Because once people, like...
you can't ease her into it with seeing and sleeping with other girls. You should probably tell her that you'd want to do it.
Don't judge what I'm doing, man. She's been with me for 6 months, not 5 years. Okay,
Time for you to basically be cheating on me and pretending it's okay because you're calling it something else.
It is not a long time.
And with a wife? Like, this is what you guys do with each other's wives?
We're 6 months in and we haven't even had, like, a conversation to be like, are you on, like...
Well, whose fault is that, sir?
She didn't know.
This is too much. 6 months of my time now out the window.
Valerie, are you interested in any of his friends?
No, absolutely not. No.
Not a one, Valerie, no?
No.
So you're going to pimp out your girl when all your friends are ugly. I can't even believe you, sir.
You guys are so missing the point.
Any last words, Blake?
No, I got nothing.
All right, perfect. I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. So, Ms. Valerie, you seem out of sorts. Yeah, that's a shocker to us. So you're basically in a relationship with a guy that's part of a whole swingers kind of situation with all his friends.
Right. I'm monogamously dating a swinger. Those two things don't go together.
Only a one biscuit kind of woman, is that right?
I don't even know what that means.
Well, yeah, you like sit. Listen, if you go get something to eat, you get a 3-piece and a biscuit. You don't want to share biscuits from someone else's plate. You just want your own biscuit.
Yes, what you just said.
Right.
My God.
Her man is definitely trying to risk it.
And
to get all the biscuits.
But you're not going to get Valerie's biscuits.
Briskets. Triscuits.
And counseling services.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.